Okay, so I just need to get something off my chest real quick. I don't know how long this is gonna be, but I really, really need to say this because it's pissing me off. And I'm not a TikTok ranter, but I really feel like making a video on this, and as well as a follow-up video for pressure, because people keep thinking that I'm still neutral, which I'm not, even though in my bio it says I fully support Zeal. So you know what? I'm just gonna let the dumbasses think whatever, and I'm not gonna rechange. I'm not gonna revise it. I'm not gonna put a new video. But I really feel like making a video on this topic, even though I'm not a ranter, because it's like, oh my fucking god. So, I was looking past, I was scrolling TikTok. Like, well, I'm not scrolling, I just opened TikTok. The first thing I see is, like, somebody, like, how trans male representation looks in media. And it was, like, super feminized, like, with big eyes and, like, soft, whatever. And I'm like, yes, this is totally true. And so, then I open the fucking comments, and people are saying, Osara. And they're saying, Osara's not bad representation. While others are saying, it is bad representation. Others are like, well, he's technically non-binary and trans masculine. He never explicitly stated his gender. We only get his pronouns from G, the creator, which are he, they. And he never actually states that himself. He just gets called he by everybody around him because they assume he's male. And then you have the people with the audacity to say that, oh, he's smaller than Arias because Arias is the son of of the biggest Sergo secretly. Even though it doesn't make any fucking sense because Arias is not much bigger than the males around him. The muscular males around him, he's not much bigger than. He might be a little bit taller than them, but that's about it. If you're gonna make a dude that's supposed to be monstrously bigger, make him monstrously bigger than all the other males. All the other cis males. And not just the trans male, okay? And then, point two, we have Osara, who's been training his whole fucking life, and you're gonna tell me that his sister has more muscle than he does. How does that make sense? Because women didn't do any of that in Osara's timeline. They didn't do any training, nothing like that. So how does she have more muscle than he does? If Osara grew up training, fighting against other cis boys, then he should have at least some muscle. He has no muscle. I can literally look at my own body and have no muscle. Osara looks like my body. Like, if, like, he, and I don't train at all. So if I trained, I'd probably be much more muscular, and, like, Osara does not look like that. Plus, you don't need testosterone to be muscular. It pisses me off so much when people act like, well, Osara didn't have access to testosterone because of his time period, and people didn't really explore gender, so it was harder for him. Yeah, no shit! But that doesn't mean that, gee, I'm dysphoric. I wonder what I can do about it. Well, I'm always training. Maybe I can eat more proteins and make sure I do stuff that will make me more buff. But no! We just didn't do that for some reason. Or even if we did, it just didn't fucking work. Because he has to be a small little twink compared to Arias. And then it's even worse. Because in the intimate scenes, he looks so fucking skinny compared to Arias. It hurts me. It physically hurts my eyes. It physically hurts me. Like, oh my god. It physically hurts. And then people acting like that you need testosterone in order to be muscular. You don't need testosterone to be muscular. There are bodybuilders who take testosterone because they look like fucking, they look like those, they look like those fuck-ass images of, like, dudes who look like a bunch of meat just bound together and, like, tightly stringed. Because your body is not naturally gonna get like that. Arias is not built like that. Nobody's built like that without taking hormones. A cis male would need to take hormones or testosterone. And there are regular level bodybuilders who just don't do all that freaking hormone shit. Or, sorry, that sounds negative. What I mean is, like, they don't cheat their way into getting stronger. Because I feel like that's I'm using the wrong word. It's not cheat, but, like, they're using something in order to get stronger or, like, look bigger than they actually are or something. I don't know how to word it, but I'm trying to make it not sound negative because I'm trying not to be negative here and I don't want to put that off. But anyway, there are plenty of muscular women I have seen in boxing and whatnot, or even just outside in public. There are plenty of muscular women I see all the time, or at least toned. Osara isn't even toned. He's just skinny. He's just skinny. He looks like a malnourished Victorian child. And it pisses me off, because I used to read this shit, and I was, like, deluding myself into thinking, this is great trans rap. Somebody who was forced to be male from birth is totally great trans rap, because it's not just enforcing the fact, or the thought, that people think trans men are just confused little girls, and have people who push the trans rhetoric onto them. And I think, I don't know. Say, but think what you will. I just, that's all. I think that's all I have to say before I start getting pissed off more.